We do. We have an interview coming up right now with Hobson's Bay Coast Guard. They're made up of Melbourne boys, Zach, Eric, Christopher and Jack. They came to our attention last year with a sling of beachy indie rock singles, part surf psych, part nostalgia. Their music takes you to that summer vacation you always wanted. Last Friday, they released their self-titled album, and they'll be playing it to Melbourne on Friday the 22nd of this month at the Grace Darling. And they're actually joining us live in studio now, two of them, Zach and Jack.
Yes. How you going?
Good. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having us.
So glad to have you boys in. So congratulations, of course, on the new album. We're all loving it here at Sin, of course. So what's the reception been like so far, sort of near on a week since release?
Good. A few people have said they like it to me.
Yeah, it's been good. We got like vinyl records pressed, and people have been really into those, having like a nice physical thing to hold. So that's really fun. I think a guy from like New York or San Francisco bought one from Bandcamp, but then we realized
the postage was too small. It was like $5 postage.
Yeah, we hadn't factored in the postage and realized we were going to like lose money by sending him the records. I think we had to like fix it somehow. But yeah, it's been good.
Must have been a good feeling for you to hold it too, like something physical to hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I've been sitting, that's like been done for so long, and I did the album cover, so like I've been waiting to show everyone for about a year, and then yeah, we got the physical copy, and it was really good to look at, like really big, instead of just on my computer, so it did feel good, yeah.
And you guys had the album listening party the night before. How did that go?
That was fun. That was a good laugh, really. Like it was just hanging out with mates. Like it was in a crowded bar, so like it wasn't a listening party. It was more of just like a drink, and we...
It was on in the background.
It was on in the background, yeah. It was pretty self-indulgent, but we liked it. It was fun, I think.
It was a lot of fun. Like, a bunch of our friends came, and we just, like, hung out and listened to it, and it was kind of it was like a release, almost. It was like, it's out, and it's, like, flowing now, and, like, we can share it with everyone, and so it's, like, a really nice, release and relief as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we've had four singles teased and then led up to the album. What songs, I guess, the ones that you haven't teased so far, are you the most excited for everyone to hear?
The first track on the album is actually called Hobson's Bay Coast Guard. And that's like a 10-minute like jam track. And that's one of my favourite songs, and I'm really excited for people to hear it. And they kind of have to, because it's the first song, so you can't really miss it. So I'm happy about that one.
Now, you guys, you've nailed that, you know, surf rock sound mixed with that indie psych feel. Was that always the aim?
Yes. I think we wanted to make a surf band.
Yeah, like, did you listen to those type of artists and stuff?
Yeah, we did.
You were inspired by that?
Yeah. So, Eric, you did a lot of the writing. When he was writing, he spent a lot of time just, like, studying Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. And
yep.
I listened to a lot of heavy rock as well. I think that's why the album got pretty heavy. As well, but then it also has like a lot of just straight up.
It's really diverse though too, the album.
Mm.
Yeah, it has a bit more mellow parts. Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's, I think I really like that part of it. Like mellow music, dream pop as well, lush chords. So, yeah, I think it was eclectic, but kind of just by accident. Like the album is just made up of the first 10 songs we wrote. and then we just kind of rolled with it. We're like, let's just, you know, finish it.
Yeah.
I think for the next one, we'll have a lot more tracks to work with and be able to pick them and make it maybe a bit more cohesive. But then, who knows, we might drop some weird stuff in there as well.
Because why not? So last time you were in here about sort of late last year, wasn't it? You guys did tease the fact that you left some demo recordings in the album. Where can we actually hear those for real Hobson's Bay Coast Guard fans?
Okay, so I know that Eric's way of producing, he leaves a lot of demos, especially for the drums. Like in Wannabe, I think Chris made that demo and he wasn't able to make the drums for it for the demo, so he just beatboxed. I think the beatboxing is still in there. Yeah, there's like samples as well under every drum track.
Yeah, like I can't remember which songs they are, but there's a couple songs where like to make the demo we did like a MIDI drum track at the start and then demoed on top of it, and I think the MIDI drum track is still in there somewhere.
Yeah, he did some
and
crazy
I don't know
stuff.
If you can really hear it, but I'm pretty sure it's like in there somewhere.
Lyrically and instrumentally, how do you guys, like, come together? Like, how does the tracks come apart? Like, Like, Eric does the main writing.
Eric and Chris shared writing for this album, so they're just like half and half. And they kind of just, yeah, it's unfortunate that they're not here and we're talking for them, but they did do a lot of it.
Yeah.
So my involvement was just guitar.
Yep.
And if they needed some sort of idea of how, like, we're going to make a guitar solo work or something like that, then Eric would just put me in the track and, like, drop me in somewhere. But it was generally, like, they kind of... I think the lyrics... Chris's lyrics are very, like, have some sort of background to it of, like, an experience or something that he was thinking about, whereas Eric likes to think of more surreal stuff just and, like, tries to put it in hide it behind surfy lyrics, like, I'm surfing.
And, for example.
Excellent. So I wanted to bring up the track Island State. It's the album's closer for anyone who doesn't know. I found this one has a particularly distinct sound compared to the other tracks. It's a little bit slower and a little bit more mellow. Would you describe Island State as a perfect wind down for the album? And listening to the track, it definitely does sort of bring it out nicely.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's why we put it at the end, I guess. Because it's chill. It's acoustic. There's no drums in it. And, yeah, definitely. I think conceptually the album kind of ends on the second last song because Chris sings a motif that mentions every song. So it's kind of like it was a concept thing, I think, to be able to tie everything together, even though everything was sort of a bit loose at the start. So they wanted to tie it in at the end. And then after that, it's coming out. It's going on to Island State. It's like, yeah... It's like a wind down and wash out, but also a clue for the next album.
Like an exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a little bit more in 2019 in store for us?
Is there more in store?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's more in store.
We're busy working away now.
We're restocking the store.
Yeah. Finally, this album is released, and now we're just going to be able to go hard into the next one.
Excellent. We really hope you're like one of those bands that just brings out about what feels like about 1,000 albums a year, which is, we're not complaining, so you can definitely, maybe not 1,000, but...
Well, I think what we actually want to do next is just straight up get a double single, so like 2 songs.
Yeah.
Just because we have them there, we'll do that, hopefully in 6 weeks, at the same time as working on an album, and then have that separately.
You heard it here first.
Start your timers now.
That's not set in stone. That was just, I probably shouldn't say that. I don't know. But maybe we're just having a laugh here. So we just, maybe that's something we will do. Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
You never know. Now,
it's okay. This is not going live. It's all good.
Okay.
Now, the album launch is next Friday.
Yes.
At the 22nd at the Grace Darling. Any special plans for that? Like, what can we expect?
Yes, actually, here's an exclusive as well for you guys. Yep. So on Friday at the Grace Darling Hotel, we're going to be playing the album from start to finish in full.
Nice.
And
one.
For our lucky
first time and only time.
Yeah, first time only time for our lucky and loving Melbourne fans. And then we're not going to play it in full anywhere else or ever again.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So we are going to chuck on a song from the album. It's called Muso. What can you tell us about the track before we play it?
Muso is Chris and Eric's. They were kind of really frustrated. They came back from a tour with another band, and they were like, "This is the stuff we hate about the industry." But at the same time, they were just having a laugh. It's like, this is what we're. This is like, we're doing this as well.
Bit of an inside joke.
Yeah.
It's totally. It's tongue in cheek. Oh my
Jinx.
God. That's weird.
Dude, that
yeah, it's
crazy.
Tongue in cheek. And
it happened a second time.
Yeah, it's comical because it's like, we're going to release a lyric video for that. And that's never, because there's some weird lyrics in there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that song, this song you're about to hear, has like the most lyrics of any song on the album.
Yeah,
but it's also It's also the shortest song on the album.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyways, give a spin and you can decide.
Excellent. Jack and Zach, thank you so much for coming in and having a little bit of chat with us. Of course, congratulations on the album.
Guys, if you do
want to catch them, make sure you head down to the Grace Darling on the 22nd of Friday. It's next Friday, not tomorrow, the one after. Exactly. So this is Muso. You are listening to The Hoist on Sin 90.7.